Welcome to Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. Today we shall be talking about the advent or the rise of electric vehicles, its ecosystem, as well as manufacturing role of this space moving forward. This week we've seen how Volvo has launched the XC40. Last week Hyundai has launched the IONIQ 5. Before that, Plus as well as TNB has announced plans to electrify or provide EV stations along the North-South Highway. We're going to expect the government to improve on the national automotive policy when it comes to EV policies. And the head of equities at Maybank IB, Anand, was talking about how the need for the government to actually roll out policies to not just govern the infrastructure of EVs, as well as trying to bring about a greater policy solution for consumers, folks like you and me, to buy more EVs and put more EVs on the road. All this boils down to one single topic, which is on the fact on how Malaysia will move forward when it comes to electric vehicles. So because of that, I have the pleasure to invite Lim Boon Chun, the president of Korea ASEAN Pacific India of Hexagon Manufacturing Intelligence, on the show. There's going to be plenty of items that we can unpack, but maybe Boon Chun, you can tell us a little bit more about Hexagon Manufacturing Intelligence. What do you guys do? What do you guys deliver to your clients and customers?
Thanks for having me here today. Hexagon is a Swedish company, about 4 billion euro, and we are in the business of providing sensors and software to help customers to improve their productivity and their quality from design all the way to the final quality inspection and also to the operations. So from the geospatial area to the industrial area, manufacturing plant, for example, for automotive, our technology touches 95% of cars made in the world, 90% of aeroplanes, and 85% of smartphones used in the world. So if you are using one of those famous brands, most likely it has Hexagon technology somewhere in its process.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about how business have been during the pandemic, and perhaps bring a little bit more into the context of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. How do you think your business is going to be shaping up during these troubled times?
In terms of the first year of the pandemic, frankly speaking, I think almost all the companies really got very badly hurt during that time, as many of the factories are closed down. So we are no exception in the 2020s. But we see a very strong pickup in 2021. And especially in Malaysia, the electronic sector, there seems to be a lot of investments coming into Malaysia for the electronics area, the contract manufacturers. Part of this is also driven by the movement of investments from China into the Southeast Asia region. In terms of the war, currently we know that there's this very bad war in Ukraine. And many countries are putting a sanction on Russia. And so a lot of business over there are also affected, no matter which country.
Well, we all know that Russia is a big exporter of palladium. We're also very sure that the supply of neon gas coming in from Ukraine is going to be impacted. This is just some of the issues when it comes to raw materials that is going to be impacting the semiconductor industry and perhaps even the battery industry of the EV business. We're seeing rising commodity prices. We're also seeing how raw material supply chain is impacted. How is all this going to be affecting your business moving forward?
Definitely. Especially when it comes to electronic chips and things like this, this is affecting everyone. And just this morning, I was listening to the radio. We were talking about nickel going up in price very high. And this is also affecting EVs, for example, which the batteries need to have things like nickel. And it also affects stainless steel production because nickel is an important ingredient there.
Okay, now this is the key point here. Because while we need to promote policies on carbon neutrality, there are a lot of demand and requirements for us to create electric vehicles or energy efficient vehicles, and not just put more EVs on the road, but perhaps build infrastructure around it. How does Hexagon fit in this story?
As we say that, you know, our technology is used by our customers, whether it's Proton, Produra, or Toyota, Nissan, and so on, in producing their cars. And so these are some of the areas where we can help them to produce lighter cars, more efficient cars, and also in the, for example, in electric vehicles, CATL from China is one of our customers also. So inspecting the batteries and making sure that they are safe, making sure that they are good, these are part of the things that we do. Also in the electric powertrain or the electric motors, the development of it, design, performance, simulation of the performance of things like this, we are very much involved in many of the car makers in the world.
2022 is going to be shaping up as the watershed moment for electric vehicles globally. There's going to be the most amount of new EV models going to be introduced on the market this year alone. Most car manufacturers, from luxury makers like BMW, Mercedes and Volvo, to mid-market segment like Hyundai and Honda, are all introducing EVs into the market for this year. We're going to also be seeing how you, as a company that is going to be looking into the sector quite thoroughly, how are you guys going to be spending your time in researching and developing solutions for this sector? Are you investing a lot in R&D? And how will this shape up in the years to come for Hexagon?
Definitely, definitely. In Hexagon, we have, we help our customers with their R&D. And in many of these brands that you mentioned, these are our customers as well. And they use our technology to design better cars, to design lighter cars, also to make sure that they are strong and safe. All these are being done. For example, Red Bull Racing is also one of our technology partners, and they develop their new cars and all these things using Hexagon technology as well. So we are very much into this kind of support to our customers.
Could you share a little bit more about the case studies that you have? How are car makers responding to the requirements made by or the solutions made by Hexagon? Are all of them asking the same thing? Are there specific clients requesting specific changes or specific requirements? Perhaps walk through us with some of the stories that you have with your clients in rolling about your solution to them.
Every automakers has their own programs, and they have different ideas. So we work closely with them to meet what they are looking for, whether it's in lightweighting the vehicle, whether it's a redesign of certain parts so that it's stronger and better, whether it's in the performance of the car in terms of comfort, driving through different terrains and things like this. We are very much working together with the customers to achieve those kind of goals. So this is something we do with many of the automakers as well.
Okay. We'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Hexagon Manufacturing Intelligence. Welcome back. I have with me on the line Lim Boon Chun, the president of Korea, ASEAN, Pacific and India of Hexagon Manufacturing Intelligence. Boon Chun, let's talk a little bit more about how research that has shown some of the elements to make EVs truly take off are broadly similar. Maybe you can share with us some similarities across these markets.
When it comes to EV development, for some time, you know, for a long time, we have this internal combustion engine. And then the Japanese makers especially started moving into hybrids. And today, there's a lot of push for battery electric vehicles, which in simple terms means that it's a completely electric vehicle. So there's a lot of interest in many countries, and many governments are providing incentive for this battery electric vehicles. But there are some challenges as well. For example, in the case of a complete 100% battery electric vehicles, the ability to find the chargers for the car is very important. Take for example, in Malaysia, we have about 17.5 million vehicles in Malaysia. But as of now, we have 4,000 over charging station for 17.5 million vehicles. So the infrastructure for charging cars has to increase by a lot in order to be viable. Also, the current 4,000 chargers, many of them are very slow charge and they take about 7 hours to charge the car. So today, you know, when you go to a petrol station, you can fill in your gas tank in, let's say, 2 or 3 minutes. And who wants to wait for 7 hours to charge your car? So these are some of the challenges.
Talking about infra, the government currently is scant on details on building infrastructure for EVs in this country. Maybe you can share with us some of your ideas on building a nationwide fast charging network that could enable for the market to enjoy the facilities being brought about with greater infrastructure, where we can enjoy fast charging across the country. Do you think, of course, the first question is, do you think this is needed? The second question is, how do you think this is going to be shaping up and rolled out?
Absolutely. If BEVs are going to be the mainstay in Malaysia, we have to increase this by 100-fold, 200-fold, or even more. Without a good network of fast charging, nobody will buy the BEV. But I think currently an alternative in terms of the plug-in hybrid can still be useful. By plug-in hybrid, meaning that it's a hybrid vehicle with EV, with a battery, but also it has a motor, an engine with the internal combustion engine. Of course, it's not as environmentally friendly as a complete BEV in a way, but at the moment, this, in terms of the infrastructure, this seems to be quite interesting.
So who will build this? Who will sponsor and finance this particular development?
Well, many cars are already having this. I was in Malaysia 2 weeks ago and I sat in one of our distributors, Volvo V8 engine, and Volvo S60 T8 engine, and that is already a plug-in hybrid that is very powerful and is actually quite good because he gets a very high mileage on this car in terms of the number of kilometers per liter of fuel.
So I just bought a hybrid, and of course the electric range is still limited at around 35 kilometers. Do you think hybrid still is needed in the market?
For me, I think that is really the most practical way at the moment, until such time that the charging infrastructure is up to speed. It is really difficult to just totally depend on battery. We all know that our mobile phones, when they run out of juice, we get into trouble. And for an electric vehicle, it's not so easy. You know, you can't have a portable charger somewhere.
What about governmental support? What do you think about tax incentives or tax breaks, etc.? Do you think this is still needed?
Absolutely. In terms of the government incentive, the Malaysia government has announced incentive for EV vehicles. And that's, I think, absolutely important because, as I mentioned earlier, currently EV vehicles are still too expensive and people will not buy if it's a lot more expensive than the normal vehicles that they buy. So those are super important, and also government incentive to drive the number of charging stations is also super important.
Okay, one more break before we conclude our conversation with Hexagon Manufacturing Intelligence. Thanks Thanks for joining us. I have with me Lim Boon Chun, the president of Hexagon Manufacturing. Let's talk a little bit more about the plans for the company. What would be some of the ideas that we can look out for this year regarding your company?
So for us, electric vehicle is one of the key growth area that we see for our business. And we are working with all the major customers who are developing such kind of programs, whether it's in the design part that they are doing or in the manufacturing process. How do we help them to achieve quality in terms of the total quality management of their EVs? So this is something that we are doing across the whole world with all the major automotive makers.
What about capital injection? Do you feel that Hexagon needs more capital or partner with some complementary players in the sector or outside the sector even to build scale, to deliver greater results for your clients?
We do partner with also companies that are very specialized on the design and things like this. And in terms of the scale of solutions that we have, we actually have a very wide portfolio, and we are already working very closely directly with the automakers, the OEMs. So I was visiting Proton factory just 2 weeks ago. So they are also our customers, and we work closely with them to work with them on their quality processes and things like this.
The last item that I want to touch on is, of course, talent. Is this going to be a problem for your industry?
Talent is a big challenge. And in many countries, there is a shortage. When I was in Penang 2 weeks ago, some of the customers were telling us that they want to expand their plants, but they couldn't get enough engineers. So we work very closely with institutions like Penang Skill Development Center to introduce topics and solutions for them to be able to train more students much more effectively. So things like this, we work closely with the education institutes. We work closely with our customers to support them in training talents. But having said that, this continues to be a big challenge for many customers, particularly during the pandemic when they can't even have too many workers in the plant. So the ability to use digital tools to help them to monitor the whole process from remote, from their homes, that is very important. And these are some of the solutions that we have to help them in automation, to help them to have all these dashboards, monitor the usage of the equipment, the OEE, things like this. We do a lot of that to
If there's no ready-made talent in the market regarding this sector, do you feel that competency building, training and support to grow the current talent in order for them to support the future needs of the company is actually quite needed? Do you feel that the role that you have is not only trying to make money for yourself and make money for the company, but of course building talent across the board for this sector to flourish?
Yes, definitely. And that's why we are promoting programs such as visualizing engineering. Today, the way that many universities or training institutes teach the students, there's a lot of theory behind it, and they understand the equations and things like this. But when it comes to really what's the results, we can use our simulation software and say that, okay, if you use this material, this is the result that you will be getting. So that will really accelerate their training and their understanding of the thing. So they can visualize what happened if they design it this way, what happened if they use this kind of materials, rather than actually doing the prototype, which is very slow and expensive, which they can do for one or two, but many more students can actually do this simulation and understand. We also have another software called NC Simu, which simulates the whole CNC machines. So machinists can learn how to do machining at first on this simulation platform, and that they can do with many, many students much quicker before they actually move on to the actual CNC machines. So these are some of the solutions we provide our customers.
Right, thank you very much. That was Lim Boon Chun dialing in from Singapore. He is the president of Korea, ASEAN, Pacific, as well as India for Hexagon Manufacturing Intelligence. We're going to keep a close eye on the development of EVs, the infrastructure of it, as well as the rollout of more of these solutions onto the market. For now, that is our conversation with Hexagon. Till then, thanks very much for watching and goodbye.